I'm John Mark Harris, and I race with Boat 807, the Cowboys. So we're a six-man team, and got guys with, 25, 27, 30 finishes in our boat, and some guys with, like, twos and threes, kind of a mix of veterans and kind of new guys, you know.
How many years would you say combined?
It's probably pushing 90. Yeah, because I can get up to 80. So it's probably, 85, I bet. 85, 86, somewhere in there, yeah.
Can you give me a rundown on what it's like in that first half hour?
Well, it's nuts.
Starts?
It is absolutely nuts. Although, you know, mostly it's the first 5 minutes. It's from here to Spring Lake is when you're just completely insane. And the longboat starting in back have a big problem because they've got to weave through all the traffic because they're much faster than the other boats, but for kind of reasons of the prelim and the delay, some of them got pushed to the back, so they'll have to weave up through all these boats, and it's just nuts. But once you kind of get clear and everyone's kind of in their pace, you can calm down a little, you know. And then probably 30 minutes gets you down below Thompson's Island, I'd say, maybe even a little lower. But, you know, by then the river's has opened up a little more, and a lot of your nerves are kind of gone by then, so you can kind of calm down and get going. Although most people don't really calm down until after Cottonseed, because that's kind of that first place where you can really wreck your boat, you know.
So what kind of obstacles do you think most people face out there?
Well, some of the rapids early on are some of them can be really difficult. So you've got Cottonseed, Old Mill, Broken Bone. Any of those will flip you, and Cottonseed particularly can wrap your boat and destroy an injured race right there. Of course, there's the dams. Heat's always a problem. Even within the 90s, it's low, but it's still, you know, it's still pretty warm.
What about amongst personnel?
Oh, well, yeah, that can be a big problem. Some of the teams, you got to be real forgiving out there. At some point, you will say something horrible or something that just hits somebody the wrong way, and hopefully they will just blow it off. And then when they do the same to you, you'll blow it off. Because, you can get pretty upset. And particularly when something's going wrong, then everyone's nerves just go through the roof. And,
How do you keep morale up there?
Well, you know, our boat, we got a lot of veterans. A lot of it, they like to talk a lot. We'll sing at night, say horrible things about each other pretty well the whole race, so if you ever say, I feel bad or one time I got a fish hook in my ear. And so for the rest of the race, every time I'd talk, the guys would go, "Hey, what? I couldn't hear you." So, they just mess with me the whole race. So
how do you plan to pass the time while you're out there apart from rowing to death?
Well, mostly, when you're really going, like at night and stuff like that, you talk, you sing, you do whatever you can think of, And to me, a boat that does that is if you're kind of having a good time somewhere, you kind of can ignore that, everything smells bad, everything hurts, you're not going nearly as fast as you would like to be always, So mostly that.